22 points, the S&P 9 lower, with the NASDAQ falling 18. America is listening to Fox News.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub some bacon on it. Rub some bacon on it. Rub some bacon on it, yeah.
My home gets foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
Attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
That's it. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow, bright and early at 6 with Rich and Jay. This is News Talk 93.1 FM. I am really tiptoeing through headlines today because I really don't want to know. Have you ever visited, there is a, I'm going to try and bring it up here, and the website, pro-Trump news. It looks just like Drudge. There's all the, Dan Bongino's new website is also excellent. Oh, it can't provide it. So, Chrome, you won't let me go there. Is that because of limitations here, or is that because you just hate the president and don't want anybody to, like, learn something? Let's see if we can find it here. There it is. Ridiculous. Frankly, they have no charge. There's no crime. Democrat senator slams House Dems for slapdash impeachment investigation. Well, they're in there. Now they got all this. We got more evidence. And we got more. You don't have squat. It says a Gateway pundit, even crazy Senator Hirono slams House Dems for slapdash impeachment investigation. You see, this is pretty serious stuff.
Is he the Hawaiian?
Yeah.
Senator?
Or she?
Or she.
I don't need to read that. What else we got? Schiff lies to Senator about giving Republicans equal time. That man wouldn't know the truth if it crawled up his ass and jumped off the tip of his tongue. He is... It's almost impressive how he can stand there with a straight face and lie his ass off. Bloomberg's campaign manager today, Lil Mikey, has spent $200 million. I accidentally saw one of his ads because it ran during, I checked to see if the Chiefs were going to win the game on Sunday. So I guess they're buying on the old legs. No wonder they love him because they're getting all this money from these losers that have it to spend. And I'm watching this. What are you talking about? Well, no more. Do we need jobs? And the country's in terror. What are you talking about? That's not what we're seeing. Thank God most people are capable of, and that's our listenership, looking into it on their own. Warren calls Trump judges homophobic and racist. That must mean they follow the Constitution. New York Times mocked for endorsing Warren and Klobuchar. Don't talk to us. Don't lecture America about integrity, New York Times, when you're endorsing a woman who stole a race. Not that I'm a big fan of those systems should be done now, where checking off a box next to a skin color or some other ethnic heritage. It's like the guy that we celebrated yesterday, Martin Luther King, the content of the character, not the color of the skin, is what should matter. Are we ever going to get there? Because in 60 years, you've done nothing to even acknowledge that there's been progress. AOC to billionaires, we want your power. Billionaires to AOC, drop dead. Well, he didn't really say that.
Why don't you tell us how you really feel?
Joe Biden, I don't count drunk driving as a felony. Really? It's just unbelievable, the headlines here. Trump also he went to this summit at Davos and said, our economy is the envy of the world because we have lifted the burdensome regulations, we have cut taxes, and we're not buying into the climate scam because we know it's just a tool to inflict socialism, to take away from one group to give to another that they've deemed has been screwed by life or some other convoluted thing. Farmers, 83% of farmers now support Donald Trump. Well, the China deal is a good reason why, because they've agreed to buy, is it $20 or $40 billion worth of agricultural products? I think farmers.
A lot.
Yeah, it's huge. Huge. And here's another scary, speaking of Justice Roberts, and do we trust him, Supreme Court to take up faithless electors? This is another thing they're going to try. The Electoral College is a brilliant idea because this way we don't have to, you can't pack one state like California with 4 million illegal people, give them the illegal right to vote, and then have them turn an election. We may as well give up because it'll be whatever California wants for the rest of our lives. Not going to happen. But they still want to find a way to take electors, knowing that Trump is likely going to carry at least the same states he did last time and maybe another 10. Who knows? The pollsters lie. Everybody lies about his support. So why could, if Nixon, who had really a good economy, but not much in the way of charisma, didn't stand up for himself very effectively at all, if he can carry 49 states in 1972, and by the way, that was the year of, the Democrats, just they were in bad shape. They let the radicals take over. If Nixon can carry 49 states, I don't see why Trump can't carry 55 or 56 out of the 57. Because a lot of these people are sociopathic liars. They may condemn this. But you know what? If their IRA is up 50% in 3 years, you don't think they're going to want more of that? I think there's a lot of people talking out of both sides of their mouth. Gene?
Yeah. Greg, I can't believe you said you don't think drunk driving ought to be a felony.
I didn't say that. Joe Biden said that.
Oh, Joe Biden. Okay, excuse me. Because I had a drunk driver hit us and kill my son, my sister-in-law, and I was in the hospital for 3 months.
No, Joe Biden said that, which is another reason why we don't want him to be president, why he should just go away.
All right. Thank you, Greg.
You're welcome. And I hope nobody else heard it that way. Was I not clear?
I heard you say it.
Let me go back to this to make sure that nobody else misunderstands where this came from. Hang on, I've got to scroll back up. Biden says he would end detention of illegal immigrants so they could go out and commit felonies, right? Where is this? We're not going anywhere until I find this. It was just here. It was a headline. Joe Biden says he doesn't consider drunk driving a felony.
You got a lot of headlines there.
I know. Biden endorses teachers walking out on students. Calls game developers little creeps. Well, you oh, here it is. I don't count drunk driving as a felony. So let's see. This is from the Washington Examiner. 2020, this is the front runner. Joe Biden said his administration would fire immigration and customs enforcement agents who arrest and deport illegal immigrants who are not only guilty of felony crimes, adding he doesn't count drunk driving as a felony. That should be very comforting news to those who have lost, I know it's happened here, who have lost loved ones to a drunk driver who didn't even belong in the country to begin with. You see, if you can't get in, if you got to go through the system, you can't get killed by somebody who doesn't belong because they're not here. When asked what changes he would bring to the agency as president, Biden says he wants to change the fact that children of illegal immigrants live in fear their parents will be arrested and deported. See, so their whole thing, they're worried about people that broke the law to get into the country. That doesn't sound like a winning strategy, but you never know.
You know, I hate it for the children, but it's the parents. When the parents are acting illegally, the children will suffer. And that's just...
They're not exactly learning the right lesson.
No, yet. They're not.
It is 4:13 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We are now doing family acupuncture at Infusion. We got a great chiropractor there named Dr. Terry Gross. And it does work. It relieves if you've got chronic pain. It's certainly worth sitting down and talking to him. 296-1662. Rich Thomas and I are big fans of IV vitamin therapy every couple of weeks. And it's all good. It all goes into your system. Vitamins by pill, ingestion, not all of that makes it into your system. But when it's IV, it's all in. And it goes to the places it needs to go to replenish, to restore. If you have partied a little bit too hard and you're feeling kind of worn out and draggy, this is how you pick it back up. That's the first thing they do to you if you go to rehab. When they detoxify you, they get all the bad stuff out, but then they give you these infusions of the things that too much partying will delete. Now, I'm not saying that any of you are misbehaving. I'm just saying from personal experience, if you go to rehab and they have to detoxify you, this is one of the ways they help get you back to the real world. Infusion also offers the Juve Light Therapy, JOOV, very effective, cryotherapy, the original and the best. There's a lot going on there, and my recommendation is to visit them online at infusioncryoandlaser.com and read about these therapies and how they can benefit you, or call and arrange a consultation at 296-1662. 296-1662. Ryan Turner or Lori or Allison or anybody in the staff will be happy to answer your questions at Infusion, right across from Baptist East at Blunt Road, just east of Taylor. All right, we have your local news, Rich's forecast, and I think we'll roll call today.
Yay. Yes.
Thousands of American lives lost on 9/11. Bradley Byrne thought of his brother, Dale Byrne.
When the towers fell, I knew my brother would be going to war. Dale was a true patriot. I miss him every day.
Dale passed away a few years ago, but his memory fuels his brother's desire to serve. Byrne has defended our values in Congress. Work hard, right wrongs, and fear God.
It hurts me to hear Elon Omar cheapening 9/11. Entitled athletes dishonoring our flag, the squad attacking America. Dale fought for that right, but I won't let them tear our country apart. That's why I'm running for Senate.
Our values and our president are under attack by the radical left. We need a true Christian conservative to carry our flag. We need Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne for U.S. Senate.
I'm Bradley Byrne, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Byrne for Senate.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. A prominent voting rights activist has been arrested. 54-year-old Kenneth Glasgow was arrested Saturday on charges including drug possession, assault, and evidence tampering in Dothan. Police say Glasgow struggled with an officer who tried to arrest him after finding crack inside his pocket. Cold weather has made its way to the river region, and a local organization is reminding residents in need to get warm clothing. Mercy House in West Montgomery provides meals, showers, washing machines, and internet access to those in need, as well as warm clothes. Mercy House is located at 2412 Council Street. To receive assistance, you just need to show some form of ID. Montgomery police are investigating three separate homicides from the weekend. Authorities say that 25-year-old Timertrius Richards, 30-year-old Brandon Ziegler, and 52-year-old Lamar Bailey were all shot and killed. If you have any information on any of these cases, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with this Arctic air mass quite yet. As a matter of fact, tonight will be pretty cold. Overnight low temperature falls to low to mid-20s with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, not quite as cold, but still chilly with a high temperature in the lower 50s. We're dry. And looking ahead, mid-50s on Thursday. Chance of showers by sometime Thursday afternoon, but showers becoming likely Thursday night, first half of the day Friday. Before that ends, then sunshine returns for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
I think a lot of people agree with me. We have a traffic blur.
Short wave. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? shut up.
This is...
Eric.
Eric.
Hola.
Hola.
There was one car going faster than another one, and he caught him with his bumper.
Ooh.
Right here at Congressman Dickerson at the Northern Boulevard, headed towards Gunner Air Force Base. So if you're coming that way, a fire truck, a quick response fire truck, had just got on the scene as I was getting on the Northern Boulevard right there. So.
Okay.
It's fixing back up.
We're going to go down and check in on the rest of what's going on with Skipper here in a moment. We always appreciate the heads up, though.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hey, I appreciate I don't want you to do it, but you already kind of did due to your cardiac event that you got monitored for yesterday. Keep your outburst to a minimum. That we need you around, Greg.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoy them. They are cathartic, you know, that word
cathartic
for me.
Cathartic.
Yeah, that
cathartic
one. Cathartic. So, cardio, cathartic, yeah, those things. I get them confused. I'm simple-minded. But we need you around, Greg, so, you know.
Well, today
Rosie needs to work overtime on you.
I feel very alone today.
I do.
I need some company tonight at the pizza place.
Well, I'd come by, but, you know, your studio's only so big. I occupy a lot of space.
Oh, well, actually, we're at the pizza place. They could.
Yeah, from 6 to 7, come have pizza with us tonight.
Yeah. I would love to. My schedule doesn't permit me to, though.
It's
I would love
to come.
No.
Sir?
I'm just kidding. Thank you, Eric.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Eric.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, I do hear that from people. Like, I walked into Costco the other day. And a guy said, hey, my favorite Hawk Show toast. Thank you. And I love it when you go off because I'm screaming right there with you. I hear that a lot. But today I feel like I can just sit here and drop F-bombs on the Democrats all afternoon.
Well, we thank you for not doing that.
You never know. I'm like Justice Roberts. I'm that wild card. Let's check it with Skipper at 422.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on I-85 South on the ramp up to the Eastern Boulevard. Use caution there if you're exiting on the East Boulevard. Other than that, got a very busy boulevard around the city. Moderate traffic, heavy in places, mostly at the major intersections. I-65 and 85, we've got moderate to heavy traffic at times all the way through the interchange downtown. No other accidents to tell you about at this time. Keep it here. We're going to keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. That's Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Thank you.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
After I drag the computer downstairs, after I tear the cables out of the wall, and then I'm going to do that Olympian thing where you swing it around. Was that like the hammer toss? I'm going to hammer toss it into 85 and give it the fate it deserves. What's the worst that could happen? All right, because
you could lose your job and your livelihood.
Roz works. She'll just have to. I'll just have to be a gigolo. Or whatever that. Let's see.
Greg.
Hang on. I'm trying to find something here.
That's not in you.
And all right. I think I've got it. Because we have something coming up after the roll call. That, well, you know, the thing is, I can't play it because I bring it up in Mozilla. And no, you can't play that here. So let me see if it'll transfer over to Chrome. Here on Computer Basics 101, because this is our rocket scientist, and I want this to play. I want everybody to join me in a silent prayer. Dear Lord, bring up newsbusters.org. Okay, we got that. There's the box. Is the play button going to work on the video? You're not going to believe what MSNBC did. I know most of you don't watch that crap network, but... Well, we can't wait forever.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Happy One-Liners Day.
How does a pig go to the hospital? In a ambulance. I was at a restaurant last week, and the waiter came out with his thumb on my steak. I said, hey, why do you have your thumb on my steak? He said, you didn't want to drop it again. And what do you get when you cross 50 female pigs with 50 male deer? $100,000.
This has been Happy One-Liners Day.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hey, Democrats.
How did you ever get so stupid?
They hit a new low today, and we'll tell you about it after a roll call. This is dedicated to...
Rachel.
Hey, good looking.
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
Biatch.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
It ain't fitting, it just ain't fitting.
You gotta have something.
Bite me.
If you wanna be with me.
There's something screwy around here.
I just wanna smash your face in.
I'm beginning to sober up, and you're scaring me.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
You and my brother, I put myself up for adoption.
I don't care.
Thanks for calling.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Let's get nuts.
And I'm not stopping. Believe you me.
You are a meathead.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier in the war.
Pants,
Bill, metal oven. Straight in the eye. I don't want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no good, rotten, poor, pussy
rectum.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have some
boobies
if you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Is that your tongue?
You gotta have something if you wanna be with me.
You are a liar, a thug, and a drunk.
It never ends.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
I know most of you, if you watch MSLSD, it's because you need a laugh. Their ratings, Rachel Maddow, who just a couple of years ago, when the Mueller report was going to bring down President Trump, she had almost 4 million people watching every night. She's got less than half of that now. This is another network that really doesn't care, that doesn't understand what's happening. So today, they decided to kick off the impeachment with a movie trailer, Stipe hype video, and Chris Matthews ranting about dumb voters. Matthews, Mr. Tingles, remember how excited he was when Obama got, he had that little thrill that ran up his leg, probably touched his wee-wee. He was so excited. To the non-attentive voter, Matthews says, I think Trump always loves the low-information guy. Up your ass, Mr. Matthews. Up your ass with that. I've got a 163 IQ. I am not stupid. The Dancing with the Stars, who cares more about Harry and Meghan or Brad and Jennifer? Wrong again, Chris! We laugh at that stuff, Princess. We're not the... It's your drooling idiots in Hollywood whose asses you can't leave enough lipstick on. They're the ones that care about Meghan and Harry and Dancing with the Stars. You stupid. There are a lot more people, by the way, watch other channels. They care about other topics. Contrasting Dershowitz to other Trump defenders, Matthews mocked, he is not like those frat boys that were defending the president during the House hearings and not like Mark Meadows. MSNBC kicked off impeachment in the 9 a.m. with a movie-style trailer as images of Presidents Andrew Johnson. There's a good Democrat for you. Bill Clinton and Donald Trump appeared dramatic music played next to a lot of red filter graphics. A transcript of, I don't want to read his transcript. He can kiss my butt. You really think this is selling? You really think that... Why do you want this? Why do you want 8 more years of someone like Obama? Because you're smarter than we are? Because you think you can run our lives better than we can? This is what they believe. And they will not stop. As David said last hour, they never stop. They are just like the terrorists who took years... Waited patiently, trained patiently. They waited years to execute the 9/11 attack, which is one reason why it was so stunningly successful for them and so unbelievable to us, because it started in the mid-90s. And they wanted to make sure everything was in place to give them the best chance to succeed. And guess what? This is what's been going on with these Bolsheviks in this country. And little by little, they keep getting bigger pieces of the government, bigger pieces of your life. They're brainwashing your kids in our schools. And now you got Bernie. He's now innocent old fart grandfather who's going to give you a Werther's butterscotch so you can watch Captain Kangaroo with him. His people, 2 of them now, they want the gulags so they can re-educate people like me. Because that's what happens with socialism. That's how the Nazis came into power. And then when it came to, well, let's decide who we really want and who we don't. And that, of course, after they take away your Second Amendment rights, like this idiot Governor Northam in Virginia is willing to send his National Guard door to door to confiscate weapons they deem inappropriate. Well, they got a rather strong rebuke yesterday. And it wasn't just white rednecks, even though the media continues to run that narrative. There's a lot of white hatred coming from self-hating white idiots like Chris Matthews. Look in the mirror, Chris. You're kind of pasty yourself.
And the beauty was that there was no violence, predicted violence.
They wanted it.
They were not baited into doing something unseemly. They conducted themselves
actually at the end
properly.
At the end of it, Antifa did not show up because Antifa, maybe they're not quite as dumb as they seem to be. They were greatly outnumbered. And Antifa only works when you've got a Trump supporter here or there or a couple of people so they can gang up on them.
And they were outed also beforehand. So the element of surprise was taken away from them.
So Chris Matthews, you on behalf of MSNBC and your movie trailer coverage of impeachment, really it's that. That's what it is. It's all made up, so it may as well be a movie. Dickhead. Brought to you by Applied Security. They'll protect your house. They'll protect your business. Oh, by the way, I did get a couple of good scores on the roll call.
I'm sure you did.
Clay gave me a 9.89. Chris gave me a 9.9. Frigid. Allowing for the fact that this weather is so cold that... James Gillespie, 9.99998.
There you go.
I want to get back to Applied Security here. I just wanted to take a look at a note that just, it was very important. Applied Security is a local company. Mark and Vicky started Applied Security in 1987. So they have, let's see, the 80s, 90s, 2000s, 10s, now the 20s. They're in their fifth decade of bringing security to homes and businesses here in the River Region. It's great to work with a local company because if you need something, they're here. Not at an 800 number in some other place, they're here. They have been safeguarding our building here since I came to Alabama. And their system is so good that when I was locked out last week on Monday, I had to wait until somebody noticed I was gone because there's no shortcuts to getting in this building. None. It's not like you can jimmy this or wiggle that and still get in. You either have what you need or you don't get in. 279-8338. They can take over your existing monitoring for under $30 a month and provide you with whatever security technologies you think are best to protect your home, family, business, and property. 279-8338 for Applied Security. Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. And Mark and Vicky are terrific people. We have traffic. I see that's been updated. There is some stuff. What was it, Congressman Dickinson?
Yeah. Near the Northern Bypass.
Incident near there. Skipper will have the latest on that and more coming up.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic on the East Boulevard. If you're passing Sam's on your right approaching I-85, we have an accident right in that area. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Also, on the North Boulevard at Congressman Dickinson. That's that intersection where Congressman Dickinson turns into the Wetumpka Highway. You've got a problem right there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Elsewhere, light to moderate traffic around the city. Moderate to heavy at times traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. No issues at the interchange. We'll keep you updated. The 2020s are here at Reinhardt Toyota. Don't worry about the cold. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop where it's warm inside at Reinhardt Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it!
Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
It's the perfect opportunity to give your storage space some tough love during the Store More, Save More event at the Home Depot. Right now, get durable, stackable, exclusive HDX black and yellow tough totes in a whole range of sizes starting at just $4.98. You can even order online for fast and easy in-store pickup. It's a good time to be a doer and for getting organized with help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Montgomery police are investigating three separate homicides from the weekend. Authorities say that 25-year-old Tumertrius Richards, 30-year-old Brandon Ziegler, and 52-year-old Lamar Bailey were all shot and killed. If you have any information on any of these cases, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. A prominent voting rights activist has been arrested. 54-year-old Kenneth Glasgow was arrested Saturday on charges including drug possession, assault, and evidence tampering in Dothan. Police say Glasgow struggled with an officer who tried to arrest him after finding crack inside his pocket. Cold weather has made its way to the river region, and a local organization is reminding residents in need to get warm clothing. Mercy House in West Montgomery provides meals, showers, washing machines, and internet access to those in need, as well as warm clothes. Mercy House is located at 2412 Council Street. To receive assistance, you just need to show some form of ID. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with this Arctic air mass quite yet. As a matter of fact, tonight will be pretty cold. Overnight low temperature falls to low to mid-20s with mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, not quite as cold, but still chilly with a high temperature in the lower 50s. We're dry. And looking ahead, mid-50s on Thursday. Chance of showers by sometime Thursday afternoon, but showers becoming likely Thursday night, first half of the day Friday. Before that ends, then sunshine returns for Saturday and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Honey boo boo, you are making me crazy. Your mother's so fat and lazy, she needs you to earn dough.
She's not wanting me like money or anything like that.
Oh honey boo boo, on toddlers and tiaras, you were such a little diva. You got your own spin off.
I want to win a lot of money.
You became a legend on my TV screen. You'll probably be in Betty Ford by age of 13.
You better recognize.
Oh, honey boo boo, that's the nickname they call ya. But your real name's Alana. In school is where you belong.
So boring, I don't
want
to do it.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Well, lately nobody. I just happened to come across that and thought, well, it would be more meaningful than going over impeachment bullshit.
You know, it would be great this afternoon.
A nice turnout at the pizza place.
Yes.
Would make me very happy.
If I can't have soup.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for reminding me about
that. This is the kind of day for it.
It is. It absolutely is. I'm pulling that out now.
Have you gotten your soup delivery yet?
Yes. It
you
got
did?
Mistaken for books.
Oh.
But it did arrive.
Good.
And Friday we're doing that,
Friday,
right?
Friday we're doing it.
So then I need you, and I'm not trying to turn you into another mommy, but I need you to remind me Friday to make sure I have it ready, because I am so busy with important things.
B-S-B-S-B-S.
Let's put it this way. I'll probably die in a home for the easily distracted. So if you'll help me remember, then I'll have, well, we're talking about something that came up on Friday. You may not have heard it because most of you were drunk on Friday. We were talking about soup, and my favorite is U.S. Senate Navy Bean Soup. There's only one company, and it's made, I mean, it is a legend in D.C., and there's only one company that sells it by the can. And so
Dominique's, right?
Dominique's. So it arrived, and Rosie and Eddie.
And Seth.
And Seth are going to try this delicacy.
And I'm bringing in northern cornbread, which is also called Johnny Cake, and butter.
My grandmother used to call it when I was a little kid. Have some Johnny Cake with your pork butt and rice. My grandmother was very old school, but really cool. 4'10". That was the thing growing up. When you were as tall as grandma, you knew you were
getting up there.
You know, that's the way life is. We're in a big hurry to grow up when we're little kids. In fact, what's that old thing? When you're a kid, I'm 2.5. I'm 5.5. I'm 8.5. And then after a while, the half, we don't want to be the half. The half gets here too quickly. And then if you live long enough, I'm 95 and a half. Then it becomes a big deal again if you get to go the full circle. Right now, I just like to make it to tomorrow.
You will.
Oh, here's a note from our friend James. I'm going into Montgomery, Idaho to have LASIK.
Yay.
On Thursday. Awesome, man. I envy you. I really do. Because I wanted to have LASIK. Problem is, my vision issue can't be fixed with it. So way to go. You are in the best possible hands with those folks over there. Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin. I hear stuff about them almost weekly from people. Cooter had some cataract work done. And it was a miracle. You know, just the things they can do. But I have weird vision. If you look closely, and I rarely ask anybody to look too closely at me because...
You sure is ugly.
No. But you'll notice that in one of my eyes, there's a little arrow in the pupil that points down. And that's the eye that has 20/15 vision. The other eye has 20/200. I don't know how to make sense out of it. What's really interesting when you get into the genetics, my mother had an arrow in both of her eyes. And I got one, and I was the only one of the four kids that had it. And Goose didn't get it from me. Just one of those things. She did get her delightful sense of humor from me, Janelle did. She is a chip off the old block. I'm learning that.
You two are probably a hoot when you're together.
Well, I told her a long time ago, because there were certain things that would develop friction. And I said, honey, the things that you don't like about me are things that are absolutely true about yourself.
Yes.
And she agreed. I said, it's good to know that, because then if I do something that bothers you, you say, okay, it's bothering me because there's something about myself that I would like to improve or don't like, and you're reminding me of that, which is okay. Look, I went through hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of therapy. I'm just trying to pass it along for free to you. I could put a shingle on a door tomorrow. And take appointments and offer top-notch counseling. Because I've been through it all. I've made every mistake there is to make. So nothing anybody could sit and tell me. In fact, I was going to go to Huntington and finish the adult education course and get my degree in psychology. And then they gave me this show. And this dead-end career. I'm kidding, of course. I was actually thrilled to get this show. Join us at the pizza place tonight, okay? We can talk about,
psychology.
Yeah. Hey, if you want, I can help you therapeutically. We'll get a booth. We can talk privately. It's good to meet and discuss things over pizza.
Yes.
Because pizza is something that just about everybody agrees on. You know, I knew this was going to happen. That's a story. We got to get to Fox Business here. Mortgage rates remain remarkably low. This is a great time to buy. The difference between the raging Trump economy and the raging Reagan economy is significant in one respect. Ronald Reagan brought the country through a period of prosperity, but mortgage interest rates were still coming down through the entire 8 years he was in office. Now we have the economy on fire, and you've got 3.5%. I'll never forget when I found out what my parents paid per month on their first home. They bought a brand-new house, southwest side of Chicago, for $24,000. They had a mortgage burning party in 1980 when they paid it off. And by the way, what was the monthly payment on this place? And they said, $124.
Wow.
And I spit my drink out because that just seemed ridiculous. But when interest rates were in the double digits, we were spitting our drinks out for a different reason. Now they're super low, and Morris Capuano is the guy that can guide you into home ownership. In fact, best way to go with Morris is get pre-approved. That way, when you go to look at a place, you already know, I've got the mortgage approval in my pocket here. So you hold all the cards. You have the leverage. And he can make that happen for you. Just call him at 409-9300. 409-9300. He is partnered with Renaissance Bank. They have multiple programs to assist, especially first-time home buyers. So if you know somebody who's young and ready to buy for the first time, this is the perfect guy to connect them to. Morris Capuano, 409-9300, Renaissance Bank, and equal housing lender, NMLS number 402669.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Lou Cryer's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Lou Cryer. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylouquire.com today. That's acbylouquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Cryer.
License number 84417.
And this is the Fox Business Report.
On Wall Street, the major averages falling amid concerns about the coronavirus in China and Boeing troubles. Shares of the airplane manufacturer dropping over 3% today after the company announced that it doesn't expect regulators to sign off on its 737 MAX jet until the middle of this year. The Dow ending a five-session winning streak, closing down 152 points. NASDAQ down 18, S&P 500 down 9. And shares of Netflix are slightly higher in the extended session after reporting a bump in revenue and global subscribers. Growth, but missed its forecast for U.S. subscriber growth and offered a soft outlook for the current quarter. And shares of IBM are rising after hours after the technology giant topped Wall Street estimates on earnings and outlook and turned in a surprise revenue gain driven by the company's cloud and cognitive software and systems segments. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lori Barsky, invested in you.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Not a fan of zip lining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
My friend Mary Barnes sent me a photo, and she's with a group that trades cool Trump stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it's a bumper sticker on the back window that says "Democrat for Trump 2020." Wouldn't it be great to see those all over the place? Really, how can you look at that group? There's a story today now. We've heard about Hunter Biden ad nauseum. We know that he was getting paid big by the Ukraine. And Joe said, we're not going to give you the billion and all of that. Everybody knows it. Today it comes out that his brother got $54 million worth of loans while Barack Obama was in office. $54 million. Nothing to see here. Anybody that, hey, Chris Matthews, while you were busy stroking yourself over the, you know, how dumb Trump voters are and how uninformed and how enlightened you are, what do you got to say about that? Why don't you do some news? Because to me, that's kind of a big story. But, nah. It's amazing. I love that. Democrats for Trump 2020. I think the reason the numbers aren't higher is because people have read the stories about Trump supporters getting attacked. It takes guts to put that on your car.
Yeah.
Because one of these wackos, you know, well, the media has given me permission to attack that because that's a trigger. I am triggered when I see that bumper sticker. I am okay. Let me just thank her for sending that. That is cool. What else do we have? We have caught up to all the stuff. All right, now we are expecting, I know most of you are major baseball fans.
No.
You got to be interested in the Hall of Fame, right?
No.
You don't care if Derek Jeter?
No.
Curt Schilling?
No.
Larry Walker?
No.
Get in?
No.
Well, that announcement is coming down right after the top of the hour. You know who will be interested? Brandt will be interested. He'll want to know. And again, 1 hour from now, we will be at the pizza place at Harrison Road in Perry Hill. I'm encouraging, bring the kids. Kids love pizza. And from 6 to 7, you'll get a chance to sample some of the most original. They do all the basics. But if you've never tried a chili dog, cheese dog pizza, you can do that at the pizza place. It's on me. We're celebrating something. I'm not sure what. But we'd love to have you there. It is 4:58. Just got a fresh update from Skipper. The first day back at work for many people has been full of accidents.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, I-85 and Eastern Boulevard. We're hoping that that one is out of the way by now. As we head back north, we have a second accident right near the Shriners Temple. We have a third accident that's going to be out right in front of Jack Ingram. As we travel on across to the Northeast Boulevard, passing Sunshine Village before Lagoon Park, we've got another accident there. And then we have another accident.